our guest. He is the former technical leader of the intelligence with NSA before becoming a whistleblower in 2001 after more than 30 years with the agency. Benny's been described as one of the best analysts and code breakers in NSA history. And again, he is the technical advisor for the film Snowden. That is so amazing. I think the best work that that particular director's put out, exposefacts.org, agoodamerican.org is a documentary that he endorses and is in. That breaks down this total surveillance grid. Now further confirmed, talking to Benny earlier, if he just joined us, and then during the break, this is as big as the WikiLeaks revelations about illegal spying, but it ties into the Democrats spying on candidate Trump and president-elect, exactly what we knew from our sources. Again, this was published today at the Director of National Intelligence website. William Benny, who's been advising the CIA director and others, let us know the minute it went out. So we are the first to break it. And notice, an hour plus later, no media coverage of this. They don't know what to do. This is the secret memo that's so troubling that ties into all the perjury and the cabal of Clinton operatives trying to set the president and others up using the might of the surveillance grid that's meant for foreign powers against the American people. This is beyond any Hollywood movie. So, Mr. Benny, you've got the floor for the rest of the hour. William Benny, start wherever you think's best.
I'd like to start with some of the things they're talking about on page 15 of that ruling, where they talked about NSA having the authority to go in the upstream program and take down main communications trunks, and because they think there's some terrorist or dope dealer on there, and they can capture and keep the entire trunk line. Which means, like, if you have a 10 gigabit line, like 64 fibers, and you know there's a drug dealer in there internationally, I'll take down the whole line. Or you think there's one there, you'll take in the whole line and capture all the data and keep it all and sort it and interrogate it. That's basically how NSA analysts are able to look at their lovers if they're cheating on them. That's how they can do that under that authority. But that's all done in secret. The FISA court is a secret to it there in their ruling. But this is feeds right into the doing that. They say they had two ways of doing it. Those who run the cables, basically, meaning AT&T, they own the cables, so they let them have access. And the other was the 702 program, where they went to the service providers for the internet or for the phone network. That also included AT&T. But this is the upstream program, is the taps on the fiber lines, where they take everything. And that's really what I was trying to say about President Trump when he was being targeted in all the data they were collecting, including his entire staff on his committee and everything. They were all being scooped up in this bulk acquisition off the fiber lines in the upstream program. And the main slide that would show it, if you could put it up, is the Fairview program. That is AT&T's tapping points inside the 48 states of the United States. And you notice all the tap points are distributed with. This is the one that no mainstream media wants to show on TV, because this is the one that calls out this business about they're only after foreigners is an obvious lie. I mean, if you looked at that slide, there are 11 points on that Fairview slide, excuse me, where the transoceanic cables surface on the coast of the United States. Now, that's where all foreign communications are coming into or going out of or transiting the U.S. Now, if they're only after foreigners, all they have to do is be at those 11 points. But the rest of the 80 points of distributed tap points go right across the U.S. with the population. That means we, the U.S. citizens, are the target, not foreigners. And that's the obvious lie. They've been trying to feed us for years.
Is the War Room.
It is the War Room, live edition, Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, back in the driver's seat here. And if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter for our video audience, you're seeing a logo on the screen, InfoWars on Fire. Now, this is why I went with this logo for today. Because InfoWars really is absolutely on fire right now. And because we are now controlling the narrative and that we are the media now, the tech left and the deep state is doing everything they can to try to censor us, silence us, and sabotage us. But it only makes us stronger and it only adds fuel to our fire. So what happened this weekend? InfoWars goes live coast to coast, California, Texas, New York, covering the Trump protests. Who do you think won that battle? We did. We got the links on Drudge. We got the millions of views on the internet of our videos exposing how violent, hate-filled, and ignorant the Trump protesters really are. So we won that. We defeated them there. So we were already on fire before we even got to the office on Monday and here today. And then today happens, and Alex is breaking down the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISA court top secret document. He's breaking about the relation of this document to what is going to be Nunes's memo. And I just want to clarify something, because there seems to be some confusion about this, and Alex Jones is going to be joining us very soon to break this all down, as will Jack Posobiec with his intel. So Alex is doing some more research right now, doing his due diligence right now, and then he's going to be joining us to discuss what is going on as far as this document is concerned, the FISA court document, and then, of course, the Nunes memo that has so much built up around it. I do ask the audience to please bear with me today as I am struggling with my voice. But God willing, I will be able to finish the broadcast and still have a voice tomorrow. So here's the key, though, because there seems to be some confusion with people jumping to conclusions and assumptions here about our reporting on this. We are not saying that this is Devin Nunes' memo. It's obviously not. This is a FISA court document. However, even though this secret document is a different bird than the Nunes memo, they both fly in the same flock. They're both tip to tip, wing tip to tip, in the flying V, exposing the Barack Obama administration. So while this is not the highly anticipated memo that's been trending on social media for almost a week now, this just gives it more legitimacy. This gives it more importance. Because here's the deal. What this is an official government document. This is the official FISA document that has a lot of redactions for obvious reasons. They're protecting private companies. They're protecting private persons. And they're not outing themselves as far as any future investigations might go on as to how many people or how many this or that or the other thing are actually being discussed in this document. But what do I mean when I say that they're two different birds that are flying in the same flock, in the same flying V, using the air jet stream to propel themselves forward with greater efficiency? What we cannot get from this document, most likely we will get from the Nunes memo. What do I mean by that? Okay. We'll get the names. We'll get the names connected, the dots connected. We'll understand the web of corruption better. But more importantly, really what I believe the Nunes memo is, and again, I haven't seen the memo, so I'm just assuming that this is how it's going to go. But essentially, Nunes is a smart enough guy to realize that. Now, again, if you go back and if we just did a timeline of Devin Nunes and what he said or felt about Trump, etc., you'd actually be surprised to find out that when this all first started going down, he was really kind of milquetoast towards Trump and even kind of buying into the anti-Trump propaganda and the Trump-Russia propaganda. Then he obviously did a little more research. Time went by, and it turned out that that was all fake news. So Nunes then decided that he was going to start documenting everything involved with this dossier and with the Trump-Russia collusion narrative and writing it down in the form of a memo. So essentially, everything that InfoWars has been covering over the last year, all the dots that InfoWars has been connecting, all the names InfoWars has been exposing. In fact, let's go back to this graphic here. Is the doc cam here, guys, or should I move it here? So basically, the Nunes memo is going to blow this web of corruption sky high that you see in front of me. And while none of these names, such as Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Stroke, or, well, actually, I guess Comey was mentioned in there, as well as James Clapper. But what's going to happen is with the Nunes memo is basically this right here, except in note form, in long form, in essay form, to actually expose it and break it down based on everything that he's learned and everything that he now knows in this investigation. And so that's why it ties into the FISA memo, because what the FISA memo does is it says that everything they were doing was illegal. That's the key. That is the big picture. So while Nunes, whenever Nunes' memo gets released, it's going to say, hey, this was going on, this was going on, this was going on, this was going on, this was going on. Here's who was involved. Here's why. Here's how they were obstructing justice, deleting emails, deleting texts. Here's what was in some of those texts. And then this document is the hammer that nails the Nunes memo home, because this document implicates all the alleged illegal behavior of the Barack Obama administration. That's the key here. And I'll tell you what, go ahead and pull up the poll of the day, guys. We've got the poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter right now. Retweet this far and wide, because it's time to break the internet right now. Poll of the day. Based on the FISA document here, was the Obama administration egregiously and willingly breaking the law and violating the Fourth Amendment? Now, we just released this poll. We've got about 500 votes on there right now. But that is what it does. So that's kind of a troll question, because that is what it does, and we know that that's what it does. But again, what is going to happen? Because this is going to be the next incredible thing. What is going to happen when all of the brainwashed minions that I have to deal with in the streets, that Millie has to deal with in the streets, all of our reporters have to deal with in the streets, all conservatives, Trump supporters have to deal with in the streets, these violent leftist terrorists, what are they going to do when they find out that all of their heroes are traitors? What are they going to do when all of these people that were setting Trump up for failure get exposed as treasonous traitors and 21st century Benedict Arnolds? What are they going to do when they find out that all of their heroes were frauds, were fakes, were traitors? We'll discuss it next on The War Room. Well, I tell ya, if you think Trump is a Russian agent, I got a mansion that I'll sell you on Mars right now for a dollar. If you believe that Trump is a Russian agent, I'll sell you an entire apartment complex on the moon. If you'd like that, I've got that for sale too. So we're about to be joined by Alex Jones and Jack Posobiec. We're going to break down this FISA court top secret document that got released, as well as discuss what is to be expected from the Nunes memo and how these two things will be working congruently to push the ball forward for America, for justice, for truth. But they're still going to keep lying about Trump, and they're never going to give up, folks. That's the most amazing thing about this to me, because this story comes out in Axios, even with all of this breaking, like they are done. Look at this. The Obama administration is so toast right now. Honestly, like you're going to pull it out and it's going to be totally blackened. It's going to be like a crispy little like flake by the time we pull it out of the toaster, because this thing is going to be so toast. But this story comes out of Axios, and then Shep Smith tries to spread propaganda on Fox News about it. FBI director threatened to resign amid Trump Sessions pressure. Well, that headline alone is misleading, as an Axios reporter went on Shep Smith's show and said, well, actually, it wasn't Trump doing it, because that's not what our sources were saying. But then in the story, it says Attorney General Jeff Sessions at public urging of President Trump. So they're citing tweets. So that's what they're citing. They're not citing closed door meetings. They're not citing Trump saying anything directly to anyone at the FBI or Sessions. They're just citing tweets, which President Trump uses to get out news. And the news was that Andrew McCabe is a dirty dealer, a deep stater. And so that's what Axios is saying in this misleading headline. Oh, Trump was trying to pressure Sessions into firing the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and pressure Ray into firing McCabe, when that's not even accurate. But it goes on. So Attorney General Jeff Sessions, at the public urging of President Trump, no, Trump just tweeting out real news, has been pressuring FBI Director Christopher Wray to fire Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, but Wray threatened to resign if McCabe was removed, according to three sources with direct knowledge. Okay, well, now we're trusting three unnamed sources. Well, we've learned the hard way from the Washington Post and the New York Times that you can't rely on that, unfortunately. Wray's resignation under those circumstances would have created a media firestorm. Oh, the White House, understandably gun-shy after the Comey debacle. The Comey debacle. They're calling it a debacle. The Comey debacle is James Comey. It has nothing to do with President Trump firing him. President Trump firing Comey probably saved the Comey debacle from getting even more out of control. So basically, again, this is just another example of the deep state never stopping, even when their head is in the noose. So here you got pencil neck Adam Schiff, who is so unhinged right now. He doesn't even follow questioning procedure in some of these hearings, telling you can't release the memo because you wouldn't understand it.
Let me ask you about the Russia investigation, because I can't have you here and not, especially given how much we talked about it in the first year.
The Russia investigation.
Media, they keep talking about this Nunes memo, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that he's put out there in many reports.
Just pause it right there. I'm telling you guys, this is so amazing. They are still laughing. They still don't get it. It's like they have eaten so much of their own feces. I'm sorry to be graphic with you, but this is it. They have been eating their own horse manure for so long, they now actually like the taste, and it actually gets them high. And so here she is like, oh yeah, this Nunes memo, there's nothing there. We've already concluded that Trump is a Russian agent. We already know they rigged the election. That's them sniffing and eating and smoking their own feces. Total BS. So like laugh it off. Like, oh, the Nunes memo. Oh, and then the Nunes memo is going to come out and you're going to have your own crap all over your face. Here, let it finish.
It made public. Can you tell us about this memo? What exactly is it?
It is essentially a set of talking points that the Republican intel staff drafted based on highly classified materials, which most of the Republican members were forced to acknowledge they've not even read. So they don't know how distorted these talking points
are. Pause it right there. Pause it right there. He keeps saying talking points. Hey, douchebag! This is a FISA court document, bro. Pencil neck. Piece of garbage. This isn't a talking point, dude. The FISA court and the NSA themselves have already put out in this document that the Obama administration broke the law. They broke the law. Now, Shifty Adam Schiff is well aware of that. He's protecting his own well-being and trying to stay out of jail. And then the CNN reporter is just high on her own excrement. But this is not a talking point, bro. Just because conservatives report real news doesn't mean it's talking points. You know what a talking point is? That bimbo CNN host saying, well, now that I've got you here, I have to talk about Russia. That's a talking point. Obama administration broke the law. The NSA admitted it. That's a FISA released court document. You go back to Adam Schiff.
Out. And interestingly enough, they've made common cause once again with Russian bots, because Russian bots are pushing their narrative.
Pause it right there. Pause it right there. What's a talking point? Russian bots. What the hell is he talking about? What the hell is this? Just let him finish it. I'm sorry.
In a redux of the campaign, we have Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Russian trolls and bots saying, you know, hashtag whatever the
Russian trolls and bots
narrative is.
What is he talking about?
That ought to tell you a lot about what's driving this, and that is.
Why not allow people to look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful information or not?
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is. The Republicans are not saying make the underlying materials available to the public. They just want to make the spin available to the public. I think that spin, which is a fulsome attack on the FBI, is just designed to attack the FBI and Bob Mueller to circle the wagons for the White House. And that's a terrible disservice to the people, the working people in the Bureau.
Here Adam Schiff is telling you that facts and knowledge and information and actually declassified documents are just talking points. And then he says Russian bots, their favorite talking point. I mean, this is so... Okay, please keep pressing your horse excrement on the nation. Please, CNN, please, Adam Schiff, you're only digging your grave deeper. I mean, this is seriously unbelievable. So on the other side, Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec, we're breaking all of this down. We're going to talk about the Nunes memo that's going to be the nail in the coffin. And this document that Adam Schiff claims is a talking point is going to be the hammer. In fact, it's going to be the most powerful drill that the world has ever seen. And it's going to nail that coffin shut on the Obama administration, the likes of which we can't even imagine.
Talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had that blues down the back.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone will be back starting at the second hour of the transmission in about 27 minutes. I am breaking in here because we've got big developments that I want to quarterback myself. The best way to explain the huge story we're in the middle of is to just start at the beginning. I've got congressional sources, FBI sources, CIA sources, military sources that have told me what is in the four pages of Nunes' memo. And a large part of it is from the formerly top secret, now declassified Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, memorandum, which means memo, opinion and order. So this is the document right here, ladies and gentlemen. You see that? Memo means memorandum. And Jack Posobiec of Naval Intelligence, but separately as a citizen, has talked to some of the folks that have seen the memo in Congress, and he's pointed out that, yes, it's some information from this memo, but a different memo. And that's what I said in the first hour from my sources. And again, they can't give me all the information, but they said it's the illegal spying, it's the collusion, it's the perjury, it's all the stuff you've already seen about secret societies and insurance policies and fake dossiers. This house of cards is coming down, but you see how they spin it. I had William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, on. He said, look at this document that's not gotten any attention. This got pointed out to him. This is them admitting they're spying on citizens, spying on Trump. It's huge. Absolutely huge. This is a real document. The media is not denying this is real or that it's part of what Chairman Nunes has been talking about. But they're spinning it like, oh, it's old. No, this never got attention. And this basically broke today. This is huge. But then you've got the 5,000 deleted text messages between Strzok and, of course, his girlfriend and the whole FBI situation. So this is how they hope to distract you with sleight of hand from a memo they never wanted you to look at, with the blacked out areas being the subject of what Congressman Nunes is talking about. So to put this in perspective, I want to get Jack Posobiec's breakdown on this as an intelligence analyst and a patriot and as a journalist. And then what is it that's blacked out that Nunes is talking about that's so bombshell? Because this is already bombshell. And again, okay, it's a public document. Why had no one reported on it? That's the larger issue that Dr. Bill Binney, former technical head of the NSA, pointed out, who just briefed the head of the CIA for President Trump. So that's who this comes from. He says this is the key. He says that Trump releasing this is an illustration of how committed he is to reforming this. Jack Posobiec, let's try to put this in perspective, because it's complex. The truth is complex. The media is just saying, move along, don't look at this. This memo is bombshell. What are your congressional sources telling you is in the 10% that's redacted?
Alex, thanks so much for having me on. So what I've heard from this is that the memo that you've got, that you were able to put out today, is 100% true and is 100% real. It's a public document that the media did not want to give a lot of coverage to, that the media didn't make a big deal out of, but actually is a big deal because it details these 702 abuses by different organizations within the FBI, the three-letter agencies. However, what they called me up and said, Jack, what people are getting tripped up on is the media is trying to say that this is the Nunes memo. No, this is a FISA court memo, which you said earlier in the show. The Nunes memo was written by Nunes. Therefore, it wouldn't say FISA court.
And I said that the entire first hour, that basically, and I haven't talked to you since you went live. I've talked to you in like a week since you were on. I was already told before we got this, this is basically a House indictment, a blueprint of perjury, lies, and collusion that mentions this memo, correct?
Right. What we're seeing here is a signpost on the way to the executive summary of all of these documents, these hundreds of classified documents that Nunes and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence have put together. That summary written by Nunes has yet to be released. So we are seeing different things that have been released publicly that point to the further truth that Nunes has put together. And what your document is there that's been public is a signpost on the road to that final.
So they're trying to distract from all of it. So what did your congressional sources that have seen the final memo that he's trying to get clearance for, what did they tell you? And then I'll tell you after the break what I was told is in it.
What they were told, what they said to me, that it was, it's damning. It's absolutely damning that it was the Obama administration doing what they did with the IRS on the Tea Party. They used the FBI to do to Donald Trump, that he sicked the intelligence community on Donald Trump during the campaign. That's essentially what the memo gets to, and it breaks down all the facts. And in the source documents to that memo, it actually further breaks down and specifically delineates what went through based on the government documents from FBI.
And that's what I said in the first hour of the show. And then Benny's like, look at this. This isn't getting any attention. This is part of the source document, and it is the FISA memorandum, and it admits illegal surveillance right here in this. I mean, this is as big as WikiLeaks, according to William Binney, and I can't think of a more credible source.
Yeah, so you've got the media now turning around and saying, oh, this isn't a big deal because it doesn't specifically mention Trump. Well, no, I'm sorry. All it does is mention illegal spying and abuses that have been done on the American people. You'd think in a rational society, we would have media organizations that would want to talk about this basically classified memo. But back in April, when this thing came out, they acted like it wasn't even a big deal because they hadn't put it into the final context of what we're now learning were these abuses that were done during the Obama administration and possibly even during the transition period.
Well, I'm going to get into private conversation with Benny and others, and I talked to some folks that weren't with the NSA but the CIA last night. They believe this is the key to everything. And they say this is in Nunes's memo, amongst other things, and that this is the smoking gun by the court in an order admitting illegal spying by Obama against their political enemies.
You know, we saw a lot of the, in some of these text messages that have been released by Strzok and Page, we saw them talking about how they would change names, where they would say, oh, there's a president, but they would change, they would redact that, and they said, oh, no, it wasn't the president, it was a senior government official, so that they would go through and redact things before it was released to tell us how it could be sanitized to make it seem like it wasn't that big of a deal. So we might be seeing something similar to that in this FISA redacted memo that was released, because they would take out names like President Obama and say senior government official to make you not think that it was actually ordered by the president.
Sure, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. So from your sources giving us the data dump, when is the memo coming out? I was told it could even be days. I mean, they say it's just the total proof of perjury, collusion, a brazen, organized operation.
I've been told 2 weeks at the longest, 1 week, 1 week or so, maybe even a couple of days, because I heard this a few days ago. It was repeated again last night.
Yeah, I was told by next week.
1 to 2 weeks. Right. So last week they were telling me 1 week.
And again, from your sources, I mean, why is it so damning?
It's so damning, Alex, because there are issues here of President Obama using his abilities and the powers of the federal bureaucracy, the federal apparatus, to go after political opponents. Completely illegal spying, completely illegal.
Beyond Richard Nixon.
That were going on. Beyond Richard. Richard Nixon couldn't hold a candle to what Barack Obama was doing. Richard Nixon wouldn't dream of these types of abuses.
Well, I just love how there's a top secret document out admitting they're spying on citizens with the FISA deal that's totally illegal. And the director of national security put this out, and the media acts like we've done some disservice.
All right. The media wants to tell you like it's not a big deal. The media says, don't look at that document. That document's old. That's from several months ago. Well, guess what? The surveillance that we're talking about is from several months ago, and the surveillance we're talking about is from a year ago in some cases. So, yeah, we should be looking at this document, and we should be looking at all public documents that have been released in this absolute scandal that is 100 times bigger than Watergate.
All right, we're going to go to break. I want to come back and get into your research, your sources, how they're going to deal with this as this all comes out. And this proves the wiretapping of Trump and everybody else, and then they're denying it, saying we're liars, as that's admitted. Schiff, the Democrat in the House, says, you know, you're not allowed to see it, you can't handle it. What is going to come out in that full Nunes memo? We'll be right back with Jack Posobiec, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and we'll do one more segment, and then taking over will be Owen Schroyer. This is The War Room. Stay with us. Jones hijacking the war room. Here's the bottom line, as they say. They told you the president wasn't being spied on by Obama or Hillary. We broke all of it first with Roger Stone and others. It's been totally confirmed exactly as we said it happened, because we have the sources, not just William Binney, former head of the NSA, but many others. Now we've got Pompeo. We've got the current head. The director of national intelligence, Daniel Coates, all this is coming out. And they put out the redacted memo that's 99 pages long that they admit Nunes uses in his report. So this is the FISA memo about the illegal spying. But as I said from my sources before I even got the info today from William Binney, this is an indictment. Using this document and others, it shows how they committed perjury, how they said that no one was being spied on the Trump organization when they were. That's why they're so desperate saying, oh, it's old, don't look at it, don't discuss it. But as I said in the first hour from my sources, and of course our guest, Jack Posobiec, who's been proven to be a great source, he's got his sources, is that there's more to come. But notice, oh, we did spy on Trump. Oh, they're secret societies. Just means secret criminal groups. Oh, they are fixing the intelligence. Oh, they are creating insurance policies. They are paying for the fake dossier. They cannot survive this, but they make fun of all of it. They said Nunes It's all over the news. Type it in. Nunes has made up the memo. There's nothing there. There's nothing. They just keep saying there's nothing there, just like they're saying there's nothing there here, hoping people get lost in all the minutia. The bottom line is there isn't Russian collusion except by Hillary. So from your sources, what is going to come out, the time frame, how big is it, and how do you, Jack Posobiec, and other smart people expect them to counterstrike? Because, I mean, we're almost to the wall. We're really beating these people right now.
Alex, what they're trying to do, and you can see by their reaction to this story, even the fact that there is a memo, you can see by their reaction how much they don't want the American people to see this. You can see by their vitriolic and knee-jerk reaction to try to shut down anything they can do with this story, just how damning this memo is, and the contents of which are absolutely going to rock the foundation of our democracy. This is finally going to show people, once and for all, using chain of evidence, using actual custodial U.S. government documents. This isn't the Russia dossier. This wasn't paid off by, you know, getting some guy to drink all around Russia and all around Europe and talking to people and getting paid by the FBI to go do it, by the way. They paid his expenses, which they've admitted. No, this isn't that. This is actual U.S. government documents which show a firm timeline of corruption at the FBI spying on President Trump that was ordered by none other than the top, that was ordered none other than by the President of the United States. And even a few congressmen, Congressman Getz was on TV last night, and even kind of admitted that that's essentially what this is, that he ordered the intelligence agencies, the intelligence community, to sic on President Trump to do anything they could to take him out. That's the same thing that we've seen in the text messages.
Well, Schumer said that when he was president-elect 2 days before he was inaugurated. He said the intelligence agencies have 7 ways to Sunday to get back at you.
As they're told, and people need to understand, they're trying to act like Peter Strzok had nothing to do with the FISA ruling. Alex, he was the head, the deputy director of the counterintelligence division at FBI. That's who would be executing the FISA warrant.
And then you had the Justice Department guy giving money to his wife, $2 million, exactly. So as it all comes out, confirmed that Strzok and Page, they're saying, we're going to set the president up, we're going to do this. How do they get out of that? I don't see how they do it.
Well, what we've heard, and a news that I actually broke last night, that is that it looks as though, I'm hearing from my sources, that Strzok has gone and hired none other than David Boies.
Wow.
David Boies, of course, the former lawyer for both Al Gore in Gore versus Bush and Harvey Weinstein. How exactly is it that an FBI agent is able to afford a $700 an hour lawyer like David Boies, one of the top Democrat lawyers out there? It's incredible. And it's incredible for people to think on that salary how he's hiring these lawyers.
Wait till I can talk in a few weeks. I can't right now, but those names you just said are key. That is specifically what we're dealing with right now. So, Jack Posobiec, they've got an impossible task here. I don't know how they're going to put the genie back in the bottle. They thought she'd be elected when they launched this, then they still were filled with hubris. Where are they going to go now that this is blowing up in their face spectacularly? Because suddenly CNN, that Zucker's out, Roger Stone broke that 4 months ago. He was at dinner when the decision was made. They said it'll be done by January. It was done by January 19th. What are they going to do? Suddenly CNN's like, we're only told to talk about Russia, but it is kind of made up. Suddenly their hosts are starting to say that. Is that the beginning, like you said, of the house of cards falling?
It is, Alex. And the first thing they're going to have to do, and this is what Deep State always does, they're going to start cutting off their own, the people that they use to set this up. James Comey has already been cut off by the people that were supporting him. He is being completely hung out to dry right now. I don't think he's going to flip, but they're completely operating without him. They're going to search for all of the people that they can let the heads roll and say, look, Comey, we used him. He's fired. He's not part of the game anymore. Give him some money. He's out. Get rid of him. So that's what they do, Alex. They get rid of their own. They don't care. They're purging people, everyone they can, that's connected to this thing, so that the people that were ordering all of this to go on get away with it scot-free.
And again, we don't have guests on that just say what we want to believe, like CNN does or MSNBC. We have guests on that are right over and over again. We are seeing the full collapse of their operation, but still the stay behind, like Hitler Youth when the Russians were in you know, rolling in 1945 into Berlin, the mainstream media whores, they still don't get, they failed. They're still dutifully like 12-year-old Hitler youth at their machine guns, you know, with their phosphorus rockets facing 3 million troops. I mean, they don't get, they've already lost, Jack.
Yeah, Alex, you're right. President Trump, when he won the election, he established a beachhead in Washington, D.C. He established a beachhead in the swamp. But as we all know, the swamp has many different layers of sediment. It's got crocodiles. It's full of all of different currents. There's so much going on from the right and the left, which are essentially part of the same swamp. Donald Trump is one man in one office. And anyone who has infiltrated his office for the swamp is working against him at this point. They're trying to, and we've talked about this for so long. They've tried to shut down his Twitter account. They try to shut down his information access. They're trying to shut down anything he can do in terms of actually enacting his policies to the public. And what they're trying to tell you is that Trump is a failure, and that the swamp is essentially at this point trying to ride out Trump and say, oh, Trump didn't actually do anything. He was a failure. Come over here and elect one of our people again. And you had your temper tantrum. You tried it. You failed. Come back to the swamp. Well, this is going to be a project that takes years, folks. Trump is able to go over the after the people at the top, and we've established a beachhead, but this isn't going to be something that's going to go away.
I don't disagree. The facts are facts. In 1 year and now 2 days, more positive stuff than in 50 years for America. That's why they're, and Trump knows metaphysically, he must deliver prosperity and crush political correctness to win, and he's just doggedly moving forward, hoping we aid him.
Exactly. So the president, you saw that over the weekend with the shutdown. He said with all of this going on, he sat down with Schumer and he destroyed him in the negotiations. Schumer didn't even understand what was going on. And Trump spun right around him and said, no, we're going to shut you down. We're going to get rid of you guys. You want this DACA. DACA is not going to be included. Why would you fund illegal immigrants over American citizens? Schumer had no response for that. And he folded. He completely folded because we're now seeing polls out from Harvard University of all places, that a vast majority of Americans agree with Trump when it comes to this.
Exactly, because the globalists have never faced opposition. They don't know what, they had America asleep. What are they going to do as the opposition mounts?
Alex, we're going to see so much more. You know, we saw had our event on Saturday night in New York City, and we saw the violence there. We saw the shock troops that came out to us, the shock troops that tried to attack all of our guests. They stalked them in the streets. They got one guy, they put him in a headlock. They tried to strangle him, choke him out. And then the media trying to blame it on us. The media headlines that came out after that were violence breaks out at Trump.
But even the New York police saw what happened and arrested them.
Exactly. And because the NYPD was there, the NYPD that we had, and New York is actually one of the last good police departments that's out there for the most part, is the officers who were there saw what happened. They got attacked by Antifa, too. And now we're working with those police officers at the lower levels to actually go through the Antifa organization that's organizing online and that sent these shock troops out to us. You see the video here. Owen was there. Daria was there.
Well, Jack Posobiec, we're going to come back to 5 more minutes. We're going to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer. But there is not a more epic time to be alive right now. And I'm so honored to be associated with everybody here because we're just trying to restore the republic. Restore prosperity, restore rule of law, and we are winning because the sleeping giant is awake. Hour number three of the War Room, or hour number two of the War Room, then hour number three after that, coming up. Stay with us.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
By the way, I'm going to call Jack Posobiec as soon as we're off the show here in 5 minutes to talk about work he's been doing with us. We've all been really busy beavers. But here's the bottom line. I respect William Binney, former technical director of the NSA. I had already been given intel on what is in the Nunes memo tied to memos from the FISA Corp. And then like 20 minutes of the show, Nico comes in and he goes, he just sent us this thing. No one's even seen it. I Googled it. Nobody covered it. And I'd seen it was out months ago, but it was brand new, posted today. And I'm not going to what Benny told me. But he said, no, folks want this out. This is critical to Nunes because it's called the FISA memo on spying on Trump. Well, that's what it is. But as I said correctly in the first hour, it's tied to the memo that Nunes is going to put out. But it's based a lot on this. This is complex. we're trying to grasp this complex stuff ourselves. They know the general public's busy, so they spin it. They don't want you to read this memo that admits it's illegal spying on the American people. Jack Posobiec, talking to your congressional sources on all this, what's the timeline on the Clintons and Obama? Because I'm not a rocket scientist, but knowing history, when these people get cornered, they strike back. They've already tried to kill the president. They've already tried to kill the Republican leadership at the baseball game with what happened to Congressman Scalise and others. I mean, I can see right now they're scared, and they are going to launch some type of counterstrike.
Alex, and that's what we certainly hope doesn't happen. We hope that the left does not take violence into their own hands the way they did this past weekend, the way they did with Steve Scalise, the way they've been trying to call for violence with, like, the Shakespeare at the Park situation, stabbing Trump over and over. We hope that that doesn't take place. And we also now are seeing that they're using lawfare, Robert Mueller, going and conducting this investigation. Alex, keep in mind, in full knowledge of everything that's in the Nunes memo, right? All of these documents that are in the Nunes memo, when it comes out, Robert Mueller already knows all of this stuff. So he knows, and his supporters know, that if and when this memo comes out, that they're going to be done for, that his investigation is most likely going to have to shut down because he himself had some knowledge of what was going on at the time.
Just seeing this as a layperson, this is an epic time to be alive. I mean, what would you call this point in history, Jack Posobiec?
Honestly, we're at a massive turning point, Alex. We're at a fork in the crossroads to say, do we want to stay asleep? Do we want to say that country that's controlled and socially engineered by so many of these people in power? Or are we going to take matters into our own hands peacefully, the way we did in the 1770s, and go to our government and say, no more. We want someone like Trump. We want a government of the people that's working for us, not working for illegal aliens, not working for foreign powers, not working for global banks. Do we want that kind of government, or do we want the kind of government that feeds us our Soylent Green, so to speak?
I just don't think they know when to give up. I mean, you can read the tea leaves. The world is turning against unelected mega banks running our countries. And this BS, even CNN hosts admit, they go out to the public, liberals, conservatives, they go, oh, Trump's a Russian. They go, well, the stock market's up and I just got a pay increase. So thank God for Vladimir Putin. As if Putin is the one giving us wage increases.
It's ridiculous. And you go to some of them and you got to bait them. I love talking to people on the Democrat side of the House or in the Senate and these staffers. When I talk to them, They say, hey, it's great about how we're getting all this tax relief and how it's getting all the stock market. And at first they'll say, yeah, it's wonderful. Things are going great. And then I say, I guess it's really all thanks to President Trump. And they sort of turn and they blink and they say, no, that's different. That's not connected. And I say, how is it not connected? He's the president.
Oh, I saw a CNN article this morning that this was all Obama, this sudden new success. I mean, don't they get Zucker's out at CNN? So we'll see what happens there. All right, Jack Posobiec. You'll be back with us in the next few days. Thank you so much for the great work. Tell folks how to follow you on Twitter.
Twitter.com/Jack Posobiec, Posobiec.
All right. Thanks for giving us your intel on what we're putting out here all in live time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and many others on the other side. It's the War Room. If you spread the links to the live feed or the local station, you defeat George Soros and punch him right in his big fat ugly nose. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay?
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back. That's right, you're at Freedom Command Central. It's the War Room with my colleague, Owen Schroyer. You just saw Alex Jones. We are making history today at InfoWars. Today, we'll go down on history as the day that the entire corrupt cabal that sought to cook the last elections and then undo their results was exposed for the entire public to see. the stunning 100-page memo appeared first at InfoWars. Blueprint of treachery. It is an outline of a massive conspiracy to use the deep state surveillance apparatus paid for by the taxpayers to subvert democracy and the U.S. Constitution and destroy the presidency of Donald Trump. Now, you may ask, where is CNN? Where is Fox News? CBS, NBC, ABC, are they covering this, giving it the wall-to-wall coverage it deserves? I hear a deafening silence. The only place you can get the truth, the place you can get it, is right here at InfoWars. And that is only possible because of your loyal support for the InfoWars store. Without going into a full pitch, let me make it clear. We don't have any fat cats standing in the wings subsidizing our operations. The reason you have total and complete journalistic independence here at InfoWars is because we rely only on you, the individual info warrior. We are totally listener and viewer supported. There is no corporatist in the background telling Alex Jones what he can and cannot cover. That's why we're able to bring you breaking news like we did earlier today and stay on top of the story. So please do yourself a favor. Visit the InfoWars store before the end of the hour and look at the extraordinary specials that we are featuring. Owen, welcome back from New York. Did you bring me one of those little pink hats?
No, unfortunately, Roger, I figured that that was not a look that you would go for, being such a fashion savant, and I didn't want to bother you with such an insult.
I'm deeply disappointed, but I'm glad to hear your voice back.
Well, it's been a struggle. I'm sure you saw the videos, but, you know, Roger, you talked about how we're making history. It's really amazing, not that we're just making history, but the rate that we're making history, where over the weekend we made history when we covered these women marches from coast to coast and exposed the left-wing radical terrorists for what they are. Now today we're making history by breaking this FISA court document, this top secret FISA court document that got released. Now we're making history again today by getting this out to the public, where for the first time, Roger, on the Hill today, Sarah Sanders was taking questions about this FISA document. No one had ever done that before. Why do you think that happened today? Because of InfoWars. In fact, Roger, I'm going to go to this clip real quick. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders today addressing a question on this FISA court document. And, well, let's just say they're still trying to spin this and say that Trump colluded with Russia. Guys, we have the clip. All right, here's that clip. All right, I guess, we got to work out some audio issues here. But again, as Roger already noted, no other news outlet picks this up. No other news outlet has reported on this. We broke this to the public, and now they're asking Sarah Huckabee Sanders questions about it. Here was her response.
The investigation, because it's wasting the taxpayers' money.
Look, we want to see this come to a complete and full conclusion. I think we all know what everybody in this room would do if the president did that, and I don't think that's helpful to the process. The president wants to see this end, and he wants to see them finally come to the same conclusion that I think most everyone in America has, that there is nothing to this. They've spent the better part. Most of you have spent the better part of a year looking, digging, obsessing over trying to find something and have yet to find anything. In fact, a CNN reporter actually admitted over the weekend that when you talk to people about Russia, and that's all we talk about at CNN, basically, they say they don't care because it doesn't have any effect on their lives. Frankly, this administration, we've said it time and time before, there was no collusion. There's nothing to it. We're ready to move on. Clearly, the American people are. And my guess is some of you are probably tired of talking about it as well. And hopefully we'll get to that point soon and we can do that.
Just a couple questions on immigration. Right. You sound right. a lot more conciliatory today.
Just pause it right there. That's not the clip I was looking for. But regardless, she goes on to say, when asked about the FISA thing and what it exposes, she says, well, look, you know, you guys have been obsessing over Russian collusion for 2 years now. I would hope that you would, you know, use that same obsession when you find out that there was collusion within our country domestically with the Democrats, with Obama, the DOJ, et cetera. So we forced that open, Roger. Now they're actually talking about it on the Hill.
Owen, the issue here is abuse of power. And the ultimate question is quite clear. What did the president know and when did he know it? Unfathomable that the NSA, the FBI, the DOJ would be this kind of criminal malfeasance and that the chief executive knew nothing. I believe he knew everything. And therefore, it's only a matter of time before Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and John Brennan and Admiral Rogers and Mr. Clapper are in front of a grand jury, and they are forced to disclose what they know. Now, I'm going to show my age here a little bit. When 18 and a half minutes of the Nixon White House tapes went missing, were erased, the mainstream media went crazy. Now we learn, however, that 5 months of text messages, ironically beginning at almost the exact moment that Mueller became special prosecutor, have gone missing, and we're asked to believe that it's an accident, that it just happened. Well, first of all, nothing is released. The NSA has copied these text messages, and the American people have a right to see them. This is called spoliation of evidence. And because of the concept of a conscience of guilt, prosecutors are entitled to assume the worst. This is a cover-up that makes Watergate look like nothing. Because here we have the actual use of the surveillance authority and power of the state being used on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. It's a subversion of democracy. It is a massive abuse of power. And I hope my husband Matt Gaetz is right. Somebody has to go to jail for this. People went to jail in the Watergate scandal. Who will go to jail in the Obama administration? And will somebody please wake Jeff Sessions up? Tap comatose Jeff on the shoulder. He says he's going to get out of this. Let's hope he's telling the truth.
Well, and Roger, just to back up what you just said, this is an incredible story out of ABC today. Incredible fake news. Headline, Trump overstates missing text involving FBI agent. And then you read the story and they actually agree with Trump. I mean, you've never seen anything like this before where they have a headline that goes completely against what they're saying. They say President Trump said five months worth of text went missing. And then they admit that was confirmed by the FBI. They say Trump suggested incorrectly the number of missing messages was perhaps 50,000. The Justice Department says that's the overall number of messages found on the FBI servers. So they take what Trump says, say it's fake news, and then confirm it with the FBI's actual reports. They're freaking out, Roger. That's what that means to me. They're on their last leg, and that's why Mueller is now pressing harder than ever to question Trump to try to entrap him. Roger, we got him against the ropes. It's time for Jeff Sessions to wake the hell up and throw the knockout blow on these traitors.
And welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Center. That's right. This is The War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, here on this historic day. You know, Owen, there's a piece of personal satisfaction here. And that's because, as you know, an organization called Project Democracy is suing me and Donald Trump in a District of Columbia court claiming that we worked with the Russians to, or in this case, hack the emails of the National Committee and then lag that information to WikiLeaks for publication. Now, in a stunning development, the entire front line of the Obama NSA, Brennan, Clapper, Rogers, the whole shaved head crowd, they filed an amicus brief accusing me, in essence, of Russian with no evidence whatsoever. Now, having just got off the phone with one of my attorneys, Tyler Nixon, one of the best attorneys in the country, certainly one of the most aggressive, we are going to introduce this entire into evidence in this case because it debunks their entire claim of collusion. I must say, this entire legal battle has been very, very costly. My personal legal bills, for which I am on the hook, have now come to over $500,000. Those who want to help can go to StoneDefenseFund.com. That's StoneDefenseFund.com. I need your help. Despite the fact that I dress like a wealthy person, I am not a person of personal wealth. And the entire goal of these leftists, these Obama-supported leftists, is to destroy me financially. They seek to drive us to bankruptcy and to distract us from the current fight to save this presidency. Now, with this memo dropping into our laps, their entire lawsuit is debunked and will be ours.
And they're not just hitting us, you know, they hit you with the lawsuits. They try to break your back with these lawsuits. They demonetize our videos. They censor our videos. They sabotage us so that we can't get the outreach that we normally get. I mean, it's really just sad. But, you know, it's just you sit here and you think about it, Roger. You know, it's beyond the pale that somebody can have a frivolous lawsuit against you for no other reasons than just political, and then you have to be the one that has to step up and pay all this because of someone else frivolously suing you, even though all logic, all reason, all the evidence points to you being completely innocent. I mean, it's absurd.
Well, you're absolutely right, Owen, and outrageously, because they have been unable to prove this within the context of the House and Senate investigations, because Mueller has spent literally millions of dollars and has nothing whatsoever to show for it, they seek to open a new venue. This is a fishing expedition. Again, a lawsuit filed without an iota of evidence. Really? I worked with the Russians to hack the DNC and gave the information to WikiLeaks? Here's what's interesting. The president's own lawyers from Jones Day, a prestigious national law firm, argued in court only last week that the publication of the DNC documents by WikiLeaks is not illegal. If you happen to go to the movies, this new movie that's out, The Paper, the story of the Washington Post publication of the Pentagon Papers, is based on the entire premise that that was a heroic act. Well, it was certainly a legal act because the courts ruled in the United States versus New York Times that the publication of that material, despite the fact it was classified, was perfectly legal. So my question is an obvious one. How can the president's lawyers argue in court that there is no crime in the publication of classified material by WikiLeaks at the same time that the president's Justice Department is arguing and probably has a secret sealed indictment of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange charging him with a crime in the publication of classified information? You cannot have it both ways. So which is it? The courts are absolutely crystal clear on this point. Julian Assange is a valiant journalist. He has committed. No one claims that he is the one who purloined this material. He merely publishes it. And that in itself is not criminal.
Well, and the other amazing thing too, Roger, because of the top secret FISA document that we've been covering today, I think that this is the wind behind Manafort's sails in his lawsuit against the DOJ and against them coming after him and indicting him, because essentially what it's going to do when it gets to court is, once you present this evidence to the judge that all of the evidence acquired in the entrapment of Paul Manafort was acquired illegally, illegally acquired evidence, the entire case is going to be shut down. And then when they realize that they never went through the proper processes via the queries into the minimalization procedures, we will realize that the entire Mueller witch hunt is going to have to be shut down because it hadn't been following proper law and proper procedure for almost a year now.
Also, and I think that this will undermine the indictment of Mike Flynn, who I believe was entrapped. They illegally surveilled him, and then they took the fruits of that surveillance to concoct questions and then send an FBI agent in to entrap him. It is outrageous. Let's be as clear as possibly can. Mike Flynn is a great patriot. Paul Manafort's indictment is a leverage indictment. They indicted him for a number of things that probably aren't illegal in an effort to get him to testify against the president. Manafort, this is simple. Just bear witness against Donald Trump and we'll let you off the hook. But unlike Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort remains loyal to the president, refuses to perjure himself at the request of Mr. Mueller, facing a long time jail term and personal jeopardy. He will not turn on the commander in chief. Who froze? Paul Manafort, General Flynn, Donald Trump. Those are the criminals: Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and Rosenstein. That's why we need a special prosecutor immediately to delve into exactly what has transpired here.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's amazing to me that nobody wants to cover this top secret FISA court memo until we force it out there. And I think it really just blows the lid off of this entire thing, because anybody with half a brain that knows anything about legal precedent will know, based on the verbiage and the vocabulary and the terminology in this document, it appears all the evidence used to indict Flynn and indict Manafort was gathered illegally.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Roger Stone. Remember, one man's dirty trick is another man's civic participation. You're back on the war. This is Freedom Command Central. I'm with my colleague, Owen Schroyer. A landmark day for truth as InfoWars leads the way in exposing the entire NSA, FBI, Department of Justice, shall we call it a conspiracy? I hate to use that word, to thwart the election of Donald J. Trump. You heard it here on InfoWars first. Now, I haven't had a chance, Owen, to flip the dial, but I assume that Jake Tapper is having a lavender fit over this. I assume that Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper are rushing to cover this breaking news. Oh, they haven't said anything about it. Gee, amazing. I guess it proves what we've been saying. CNN is not a news organization, folks. It hasn't been one for years. Yes, I accurately predicted here weeks ago that Jeff Zucker would be out on his keister. Now, Zucker is a hardcore leftist, and he has been driving the anti-Trump content of CNN coverage. But now that he is gone, it's important to understand he was your protector for non-entity, no talents like Anna Navarro, Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, and the rest of the non-journalist crowd at CNN. So who will be out next? Certainly based on profitability, it's time at CNN. I expect that we once again, Owen, we're the tip of the spear. Tomorrow's news today. What we cover today, the rest of the media covers tomorrow. And therefore, I'm disappointed that Brian hasn't taken Alex Jones up on his $1 million charitable challenge. I'm disappointed that Jake Tapper hasn't taken me up on my $1 million challenge to be Alex Jones's second. What's wrong with those guys? Why are they such big pussies? What are they afraid of? $1 million for the charity of their choice. And what do we hear from them? Crickets.
Well, just like everything else, Roger, they can never put their money where their mouth is. And they're cowards. They're fake news frauds. They're fake news cowards. And, you know, that's pretty much what we would expect. And to get back to what you were saying about the desperation right now that we're seeing in the deep state, you know, I think it really shows you how their backs are against the ropes. When ABC publishes this story today, Trump overstates missing text involving FBI agent. And then you read the story and they actually confirm everything Trump said. I mean, you've never seen propaganda like this before in your life. They know people, most people just read a headline. And then you've got the Washington Post, the Washington Compost, the CIA post. Mueller seeks to question Trump about Flynn and Comey departure. So this has been kind of a developing scenario or talking point, if you will, Roger, that Mueller really wants to speak to Trump. Mueller really wants to question Trump. And Trump's lawyers are saying no. Of course, Trump already had them admit that he's not under criminal investigation. So why do they want to question him anyway? Well, of course, we know why. It's a trap. And just like what they did to Manafort and Flynn, by breaking the law, and using the FISA court to spy on these people, breaking the law, now they're outed, now they're caught, now their backs are against the ropes. So they're taking every final swing they can to try to delegitimize the fact that it was Obama's Department of Justice, Obama's FBI, and the FISA court under Obama that was blatantly breaking the law. So what do you think will happen, Roger, when all of this comes out? And it will. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be this week. I do think it was going to happen maybe within the next 10 days, another big development. What kind of silence? I mean, seriously, if you're CNN and all of this is breaking, it's obviously the biggest story in decades, probably. Probably, honestly, I mean, maybe even since 9/11, this crime, this criminal behavior, and CNN and MSNBC are going to act like it doesn't even exist. Unbelievable. You know that's what's going to happen, Roger.
Well, Owen, I agree with everything you just said with one small caveat. My sources continue to tell me that the president's lawyers continue to urge him to grant an interview to Robert Mueller. I had dinner with my pal, Judge Andrew Napolitano, the other night in New York, and he put it best when he called this a perjury trap. Foolhardy. Suicidal. This is the last thing the president should do. And his lawyers are giving him faulty advice if they're urging him to do so. What's clear is that the entire Russian collusion investigation has now gone completely full cycle. We're back to the dismissal of Comey. If we can find some misstep in that, some procedural crime, perjury, obstruction, that is the charge on which Mr. Mueller hopes to hang proceeding. The president, under circumstances whatsoever, should grant Mueller such an interview. If Mueller wants to issue a subpoena, good luck with that. Try enforcing it. This is the most obvious weak read I've ever seen. It's a desperation. Mueller has nothing. the president if he's not angry that Jeff Sessions gave Mueller an interview, as was reported this morning. He should be. Sessions should also turn down Mueller. Mueller's appointment is flawed from the get-go. Remember, he was appointed by Rob Rothstein, the acting attorney general in this matter, because Sessions recused himself. Well, guess who gave Rod Rosenstein his first job ever? That would be Robert Mueller. Therefore, they have a conflict of interest. Let's be as clear as we possibly can. I wrote it for InfoWars weeks ago. The president should fire Rod Rosenstein now. He has grounds. That conflict of interest is the grounds for dismissal. If the firing of Robert Mueller would cause a firestorm, the firing of Rod Rosenstein would barely cause a bonfire. There is a rogue department that is not operating on the basis of the rule of law or the authority of the President of the United States. Rosenstein should not only be terminated, but he should be investigated for his active role in the cover-up of the treasonous involved in Uranium One. Can I be any clearer? It is time for Mr. Rosenstein to go. And sadly, I think time for a new attorney general, one who's awake.
Well, and I'll tell you, Roger, if I was the legal counsel for Mother Teresa or Gandhi, I would still say don't speak to Mueller because he's going to trap you. He's going to entrap you. So, I mean, this guy is so out of control right now. I don't see any reason why Trump would give him at any time of day. I don't see any reason why Sessions would give him any time of day, especially after you know that they blatantly broke the law, they didn't follow the minimalization procedures, and they have all the intel they need to set you up for perjury and set you up for an indictment. It's called entrapment. It's what they did to Flynn. It's what they did to Manafort. Don't let these scumbags do it to you. Roger, here we go. Here we go, Roger. What's going to happen next?
Well, it's interesting. I noticed in an interview the other day with Adam Schiff, when asked, what piece of advice would you give the president? Schiff said, stop Jandrew Napolitano. That's how you know the president should listen to Judge Napolitano.
That's Roger Stone. I'm Owen Schroyer. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, and you're on The War Room. If you're enjoying the expanded coverage here at InfoWars, whether it is the real news with David Knight in the mornings, the obviously ever-popular Alex Jones Show midday, our extended programming in The War Room with myself, Owen Schroyer, remember that this is only possible because of your support. We are completely and totally listener and viewer subsidized here, meaning when you buy products at the InfoWars store, it allows Alex Jones to pay for the massive expansion that he has mapped out. Now, the last time I was in Austin, I toured the new state-of-the-art studio in construction, and I can tell you it's going to increase our reach and the quality of the programming that you're getting here at InfoWars. So take a minute to look at some of these extraordinary specials. While it is true that BrainForce Plus is one of my favorite products, I have a new favorite. It's called Immune Wall, and it's now at a 25% off discount. Traveling as much as I do, and Owen just came back from a trip to New York, you are getting the recycled air on the airplanes. You are mixing with thousands of people. And in all honesty, the flu bug is in the air. I had it, and I had it bad. That's why I have a new conversion to Immune Wall. This is an all-natural formula that helps boost your body's natural defenses, helps strengthen your immune system, helps for general immune health and awareness, and a plus for overall health and vitality. What I like about Immune Wall is the way they fuse ancient Chinese pharmacology with cutting-edge modern nutraceuticals to bring you an all-natural formula that really torques up your own natural immunity. With the flu in the air, there is no better product, and right now it is at a 25% discount at only $29.95. I am a convert. It helped bring me back from the flu. I wish that I had used it prophylactically. I ended up using it as a catch-up and get-well mechanism. But, folks, I can tell you firsthand, for me at least, this product really worked. And when you go to the InfoWars store, you're helping fuel the revolution. You're helping expose the globalists. You're helping kick George Soros right where it hurts. So please, folks, visit the store. Give us the help we need. Owen?
Well, I got to tell you, Roger, as you can tell, my voice is still going through some struggle here from the weekend, so I'll actually continue the plug. I'm going to do the lung cleanse right here on air. I don't know if you ever use this product, Roger, but it is an unbelievable product. If you ever feel something coming on your throat, just hit the lung cleanse. Great for people that are trying to recover from smoking and stuff like that, or if your voice is trying to recover. So I'm going to hit this lung cleanse real quick, Roger, and then talk about whatever you want to talk about here in your final segment, and I'll comment on it after that. So let me just save my throat here real quick with this lung cleanse, Roger.
All right, let's do it. We're going to do an actual on-air exposition of lung cleanse. There you have it, folks. An all-natural product, which you can get at the InfoWars store. You can go to CVS, you can go to Walgreens, you can go to the corner drugstore. You can find a lot of products that look and sound like what we sell here at InfoWars. But I can tell you, they use fillers, they use subgrade ingredients. You'll never find that here at InfoWars. Alex Jones is rigorous about the products that he allows to be sold on the InfoWars store site. You get the very best of the best. And we prove this with literally thousands of testimonials from satisfied InfoWarriors. You fuel the revolution, you help us with our expansion, and it's a 360 win. You help yourself. So please, folks, do not fail to go to the InfoWars store now. Owen, I am very anxious to hear about your adventures in New York. Incredible reporting that I saw on the terrific event that you did with our friend Mike Cernovich. Extraordinary in the role of Chelsea Manning, getting a good look at her. I'm certain you didn't ask for a date. What exactly happened there? Because it appeared to me like she may have played some role in tipping off the crazed, violent Antifa activists who then showed and perpetrated an act of violence on what was a peaceful gathering of pro-liberty folks.
Yeah, actually, Roger, I'm glad that you went there. So I actually filed a video report Saturday night talking about what happened that night. So Chelsea Manning gets invited. She didn't crash it, so she already lies about that. So look, Chelsea Manning, we used to not want to talk about you, but you threw the first punch, so now we're going to punch back, and we're going to destroy you. And in fact, actually, guys, this is about to be exposed, Roger. Chelsea Manning may have actually broke the law by running for office. The Daily Caller has that story, guys. Chelsea Manning may have broken the law when she announced her run for office. Pull that up. But, Roger, so Chelsea Manning got invited to the event. She was invited. She didn't crash anything. And I'm going to tell you something else, Roger. There was a line of people that just wanted to meet him or her. So she was not just asked there and invited. She was welcomed with open arms. She was treated fairly. Nobody said anything negative to her. Nobody went up to her and started harassing her. She was welcomed with open arms. And then she comes out and says she crashed a white supremacist event. So I always had my suspicions about Chelsea Bradley Manning that she was an Obama puppet and that Obama pardoned Chelsea Manning on Michelle Obama's birthday. And then Chelsea Manning goes out and, you know, makes her own decision or his own decision about what to do about his or her sexuality. And then all of a sudden becomes basically anti-American, essentially, calling out Trump supporters and saying all this stuff. So I never wanted to cover it. I never wanted to talk about it. But I think she's an Obama puppet. And I think that that's why this is all starting to come out about her lying, and she really did it to herself. But as far as leaking the details of the event, what we have learned on that, and this is an important update, is that you actually had a former Clinton campaign actor or employee. I'm not sure the official role of this gentleman. He was somehow able to obtain the official email from Mike Cernovich, and he leaked that out on Twitter at, I think it was about 6 o'clock that evening. So about an hour or so before the event happened. However, that doesn't mean that Chelsea Manning may not have also been responsible for leaking the details of that administration or that event as well. So regardless of who was responsible, we know that the Clinton campaign guy was. And we know that Chelsea Manning obviously showed up there to be a bad actor. She showed up there to lie about the event and to make Trump supporters look bad, even though she actually ended up doing that to him or herself. But I think it's obvious more now than ever that Chelsea Manning is essentially a deep state actor, cut a deal with Obama. And now she's going to have to watch out because, guys, pull up the story again. Not only is she now coming out against Trump supporters, she may also be breaking the law. She may also be breaking the law with her run for office. There's a story in the Daily Caller. Former military lawyers, Chelsea Manning, subject to prosecutions for running for office. So that's what you get. You want to fight against Trump supporters. You want to fight against America. Guess what? We fight back, and we've got bigger muscles. We've got bigger teeth, and we will take you down.
You know, the intolerance of the left is extraordinary because I watched the video. I mean, you guys were perfectly hospitable. You were perfectly willing to engage in a friendly dialogue. It's the left who immediately resorts to threats and violence. It's Antifa running around with masks over their face who don't want people to see their ugly mugs. I find that on the right, our folks are willing to be tolerant and engage in a dialogue. That's certainly what we do here on The War Room and why I'm privileged to join my colleague Owen Schroyer in this expanded coverage. Tomorrow, joining us on The War Room, my good friend Milo will be dropping in. So please go to the site before you forget, Infowars.com. Help us with the expansion. At The War Room, we'll be back tomorrow with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and joining us tomorrow, my friend Milo. You jump in front of my car when you know all the time that 90 miles an hour, girl, is the speed I drive.
Okay, this is breaking right now. So, President Trump is such a stable genius that he knew how to phrase his terminology and create the news cycle that would land this entire government shutdown back on Chuck Schumer. Well, the fake news media tried to do the exact opposite, but they failed. And so now it's the Schumer shutdown, and Schumer owns it. And guess what's happening right now as we speak? And we're going to try to pull up this video. The crew just found this. Apparently, live right now, this is on Breitbart, live right now, DACA recipients are gathering and protesting outside Chuck Schumer's house. Now, okay, so this video's already been posted, it looks like. When was this video posted, guys? No, don't put the audio up. Don't put the audio up. We don't know what kind of cursing might be in there. So I wasn't aware of this. That's all right. Just figure out whatever you can about that. Again, we were just hearing about this. But this is incredible because they don't understand how President Trump operates. And when he called it the Schumer shutdown, it became the Schumer shutdown. It doesn't matter that Chuckie Schumer, one of the dirtiest rats you could ever find, even if you went to the most disgusting, grotesque rat king in the sewers of New York City, Chuck Schumer is still more grotesque. And so he tried to call it the Trump shutdown 100 times. Even though Chuck Schumer is such a fraudulent piece of you-know-what, because you know what he did years ago? He blamed the Republicans, saying, how dare the Republicans shut down the government for their own policies? And then he did that exact same thing. When the government got shut down under Obama, who did Chuckie Schumer, the dirtiest rat in world history, blame? The Republicans. And so all of that projection ends up falling back on him. And then Trump nails it home with the Schumer shutdown. And now the DACA recipients are outside of Schumer's house protesting. You cannot make this stuff up. Donald Trump may have defeated Chuck Schumer. Oh my gosh. He just keeps winning. He just keeps having devastating victory after devastating victory. And let me tell you something. This is it for Chuck Schumer. I've never said I thought Chuck Schumer was never going to win another election. I never said Chuck Schumer was going to lose his spot. If you've got the DACA recipients protesting outside Schumer's house, it is game over for Chuck Schumer. And now you understand. Now you understand why the Democrats put non-citizens ahead of veterans, ahead of Americans, ahead of everything else, taxpayers, what have you. Why do the Democrats put non-citizens ahead of everything else? Because that's who votes them in office. Point blank, period. The Democrats couldn't win another seat if all the illegal immigrants got deported tomorrow. They wouldn't win another election ever. And that's why Schumer is screwed now. And this is actually amazing. This video just went up on Breitbart Live 20 minutes ago. DACA recipients storm Chuck Schumer's house in protest. And let's recall, too, because we have to be fair here. Hey, guys, just kill the audio. Kill the audio. We don't know what kind of cursing might be on there. Remember what happened the day that Trump had that open meeting and he trolled everyone, including conservatives, into thinking he was going to make a deal with DACA. You remember that? Now do you see how Trump is a stable genius? Now do you see how Trump operates? So here's the deal. Opening up the phone lines for the final hour. 888-201-2244. The FISA warrant. The protests over the weekend. The Schumer shutdown. 888-201-2244. It's your calls on the other side. This is The War Room. I'm Owen Schroyer. We'll be right back.
Is the War Room.
All right. Now, this is incredible. Not only are DACA recipients storming Chuck Schumer's house right now, they're chanting. What were they chanting again? Something, something, immigrants are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here. I really don't know how you break this down other than just to say there's mass mental psychosis happening right now in America. See, we have to think more critically about how we phrase things, because we can win this immigration debate very easily. It's very simple. Look, Donald Trump is a pro-immigrant president. Donald Trump is pro-immigration. Donald Trump is the immigration president. It's illegal immigration. It's like that doesn't even exist to them. It's like that phrase is like some magical mystery orb that they just don't even believe exists. And it's like, no, there's immigration and there's illegal immigration. Why can't you get that through your heads? So when they chant, immigrants are welcome here, it's like, well, yeah, of course immigrants are welcome here. Of course immigrants are welcome here. We've never stopped the immigrants from being welcome here, except for like the 60 years in the early 1900s. But, you know, they don't want to know that history, so that's fine, whatever. But that's what I'm saying. Even the premise of their protest is founded on not even shaky ground. There is no ground. Immigrants are welcome here. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. We know. It's the illegal immigrants we're trying to keep out. Simple as that. I read a new story every day. Illegal immigrant rapes a woman. Illegal immigrant stabs someone. DACA recipient murders of somebody. I mean, so is it really that ridiculous to understand where we're coming from here? Well, of course it is. When you're so mentally deranged, when you're so brainwashed that you don't even understand the difference between illegal immigration and legal immigration, there is no hope for you. But because Donald Trump is such a stable genius, he's twisted the entire thing back onto Chuck Schumer, and now the DACA recipients are protesting outside of Chuck Schumer's house. Bye-bye, Chucky Schumer. Bye-bye, Rat King. You are the dirtiest rat. You are such a rat, Chuck Schumer. And Donald Trump just trumped you, and now you lose. And you're an embarrassment, and everybody knows it. So congratulations to President Trump for once again proving he's a stable genius and turning Chuck Schumer's supporters on Chuck Schumer, and they are now protesting good old Chucky the Rat Schumer. Chucky the Rat Schumer. What a piece of garbage. What a piece of garbage. And then these brainwashed minions show up outside of his house and say, immigrants are welcome here. No kidding. So the sky is blue too. You're going to chant that? How about grass is green? Water's wet. What next brilliant chant do you have to come up with? As if we're trying to tell you water isn't wet. Hey, morons. There's a difference between illegal immigration and legal immigration. And if you don't understand that, there's no hope for you. You're a complete moron. So let's go out to the phone lines. Amy, calling in from New Jersey. What's
Hi,
on your mind?
It's Amy. Nice meeting you on Saturday. I had spoken to you, and you took a nice selfie with me. By the way, Mr. Chucky Boy, he's getting me and my patriot friend.
Let's just call him the rat. From now on, when we ever reference Chuck Schumer, just say the rat. Go ahead.
Well, he's getting it next Saturday, the 3rd of February. It's called the Make Schumer Cry Again rally. We're us pro-Trumpers are going to go and give it to him on the other side, too. So he's getting it on both ends because you can't play two sides and talk from two sides of your mouth. And Americans come first. He's going to hear about us, too. So he's getting it from both ends. He deserves whatever he has coming to him, and we're going to run him out of town. Trust me.
Yeah, I think no. I think that the rat is done now politically. I never thought that before, but the stable genius President Trump has now exposed the rat, and I don't see how Schumer wins another election. One of the dirtiest, creepiest, sickest rats in the history of this country, and we couldn't figure out how to do anything about it until President Trump called it the Schumer shutdown and now has his own supporters protesting outside of his house. Bye-bye, Chucky the Rat Schumer.
Very nice. Feel better, Owen. It was very nice meeting you and talking with you on Saturday.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to meet everybody at the event, too. And, you know, it's funny. I never even talked about this, but, you know, the people that I meet, and I do talk about this, but the people that I meet when we go on the road, I mean, it's just, these people are so awesome, man. I mean, these patriots, I mean, it's just, what an honor to be changing the world with you. Let's go to Ryan calling in from North Carolina. Again, open phone lines, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We'll talk about the rat Chuck Schumer, the protests outside of his house. We can talk about the FISA court document that got released. We can talk about all the radical leftist terrorists from over the weekend. Whatever's on your mind. What's on your mind, Ryan?
Man, I was watching your videos at the Women's March. I think it was the Women's March. You were in D.C. or no, you're in New York, right? Is that New York?
Yes.
Yeah, and I had this moment, you were talking about the feminists and stuff. I saw some videos, and it's like, to me, immigration and abortion is the same issue. It became really clear. It's like these feminists, they're all for abortion, but they want open borders and just want to bring out all these people. You know,
oh, my gosh. I'm sorry,
like
you're
babies,
just... You're,
unborn
you're,
babies are immigrants. They're trying to cross the border into our real physical world. And they're innocent. They're completely vetted. They have God-given rights. But they want to build... It's like they're building a wall inside their vagina.
Oh, my gosh. This is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. Why do they want... Exactly. They want all the dregs from the third world nation to come here. But see, here's the difference, though. We're not talking about the politicians. The Democrats only want them here for votes. Period. Period. End of sentence. The reason why the people on the streets want them here is because they've been virtue signaled into thinking that this is a human rights cause. But you, again, it's like everything else. They pretend that they stand up for human rights. They pretend that they care about life, but they murder children. You know what? Listen to this. I'm 28 years old. I don't know how old you are, Ryan. I'm 28 years old. You know that 1/3 of my generation was aborted? 1/3 of my generation got murdered in the womb. Okay? That kills me. That crushes me. That 1/3 of my generation got murdered because of scum Democrats and scum in the street that don't understand the sanctity of life.
Yeah, I agree with that. Amen.
But a great point made by Ryan. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, it's just ridiculous to me. It's like they're building a wall in their vagina, but they're against Trump's wall on the ground. It's just crazy. That's what I think.
Yeah, build a wall inside the vagina so that you don't have a baby, but let's not build a wall at the border to protect our country. Yeah, don't bring in guys. Find out how many babies got aborted in America in 2017, please. Let's find this out. So. You know, millions of babies. So yeah, let's murder millions of Americans. Let's murder millions of babies. And that's a human right. But at the same time, let's bring in as many people as we want to. So we don't want the unborn babies. We don't want the innocent youth. We don't want the beautifulness of giving birth to a child and bringing up a child. We don't want that. No, bring us the dregs. Bring us the murderers. Bring us the rapists. That's what we want. That's what we stand up for on the left. And because we say we're good liberals and we say we're tolerant, you better listen to us because, don't you see, we gave ourselves the moral high ground. In fact, we're such pieces of dirt and we've never done anything that we just appoint ourselves as morally superior, even though we're morally trash. What's the number there? The United States, so far this year, already 57,000 abortions. Am I reading this right? 57,000 abortions so far, just the month of January alone. But yeah, that's okay. But bring in as many immigrants that may rape or murder you as possible. That's okay. Seen the video of the rabid Trump protester that swung at me and spit on our cameraman Harrison and spit on a woman too. Our reporter Daria was out there. She got spat on too. It's amazing. At the Women's March, they're marching for women's rights, they claim, and then they spit on women. But regardless, they're really not marching for women's rights. They don't have a clue. When I told them that President Trump has appointed more women than any other president in U.S. history, they denied that fact. They don't live in reality. So they're not really marching for women. They're marching because they hate Trump, and they are losers. And this is their only form of victory that they'll ever have, is getting together once a year and crying and living in denial together. So 364 days a year, all these people are the biggest losers. And then one day a year, they get together. There's Miss One, and then he's going to try again. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, like that guy would ever get in a boxing ring with me. Yeah, he'll spit on you, though, all right. But here's what I want to say. Now, this is actually perfect. You know what? Just rewind this real quick. Go back to that, because so there he is, spits on us three times. Swings at me twice. So here's what we're going to do, guys. Yeah. Let's just play this deranged individual. Let's just play this in its entirety, and then I'm going to break down exactly what needs to be reported on here. So yeah, let me know when we got the beginning of this, because there's a lot of stuff that needs to be pointed out. All right, go to the audio.
About what?
Do you support a racist bigot?
A racist
cut school funding? Extracurricular activity? That 14-point deficit is going to come from somewhere.
Listen to the guy. He's making stuff up. He's clearly been fed these talking points. He's clearly been fed these talking points.
Betsy DeVoe. You should can be ashamed of yourself. Betsy DeVoe.
No, I'm right at the right rally.
You a million to one.
Wait, you.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't even know her name.
Anybody got a cup of coffee? Anybody
got
a cup of coffee?
Info Wars has got to go. Hey,
yeah,
hey.
You don't want coffee anywhere.
Fucking pigs. This is waterproof.
Where's your
pump? I got through Standing Rock with this.
So now he's sitting here bragging about his equipment. So I don't know. You know what? Hey, pause it real quick right here, because I will tell you something. There was a situation we had earlier. It looks like he's getting ready to spit there. There was a situation we had earlier in the day where this fake security team that they put on these neon vests, and they think they're all big and mighty because they have this neon vest on that says volunteer on it. And this one guy was trying to intimidate us, and he gets on the walkie-talkie, and he's like, oh yeah, NYPD, I've got a violent protester in the women's march. We need him taken care of. And I'm looking at him, and he's like, yes, NYPD. He's pretending he's on the walkie with NYPD. He thinks we're so stupid that some low-life bum in a neon vest is actually clicked in to the NYPD walkie system. So that's how stupid. See, they think we're as dumb as them. They think we will fall for anything like them. So this moron is like, oh, NYPD, we've got violent protesters out here in the women's march. Please come here immediately. And he puts it down. He goes, they're coming for you. You better get out of here. Their cops are coming for you. And I stand there. I go, you moron. I know you didn't just talk to the NYPD. What do you think? I'm as dumb as you? And then immediately he backed down. So first I was thinking, you know, maybe this scrub here is just faking this equipment. Maybe this scrub just found some old equipment that doesn't work anymore and then put it in a bag and put it on a backpack to act like he was some sort of tough guy. But then I kind of rehashed it, and I thought, maybe this guy was someone else. Maybe this guy was funded by someone. Maybe this guy was out there doing something else. And then I took it another step. Because here's the deal. You've seen the video. Guys, just roll the video here. Don't worry about the audio for now. He swings at me twice. He spits at us three times. Okay? If that's not assault, well, it is assault. So I don't even know why I'm saying if that's not assault. It's 100% assault. When you spit on someone, that can be classified as assault. But guess what? On four different occasions, we brought this to the attention of the New York police. Four different times. And the NYPD stood down every time. Now, I always want to be clear here. I'm not here to attack the NYPD. In fact, I ran into multiple NYPD officers that said that they love us and they support us and they saluted us and they helped us. So this is not me knocking every member of the New York Police Department, brave men and women, patriots in there. However, the fact that I would say, honestly, as the number of officers that we brought to his attention was probably about eight, but it was four separate occasions. But it's probably about eight different police officers. We made aware of this individual. We pointed this individual out. We said, here he is. We showed him the evidence. We showed him the spit on the phone. We showed him the video footage you're seeing right here. And you know what the police officers did? Nothing. In fact, one of them even lied to me. I said, sir, you know, he spat on us and we have the footage of this. And you know what the officer said? He said, well, that's not assault. You know what I said? I said, you know what? That is assault. I know the law. And you know what he did? He backed down. And he said, okay, well, yeah, maybe. And then still refused to arrest him. So then it made me go a step further. You know, here's this guy out here. He claims he's got $60,000 worth of equipment. He, you know, okay, well, what is he doing with all that? These are actually audio receivers. Where is he getting audio? Who is feeding him audio? Why does he have all this? Who is he feeding video to? Who is this guy? He wouldn't answer the question. So who's funding him? Who sends him out there? He says he has a degree in engineering. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. It would shock me that if that individual could graduate from high school, let alone higher education. But regardless, police protecting him. Clearly, the police were protecting him, right? I mean, clearly the police were protecting him. Why would four different occasions, eight officers who saw him swing at us, saw him spit at us, saw the evidence, and we all said we wanted to press charges, why would they ignore him and let him walk away? So this is on you, NYPD. Was the New York Police Department protecting this individual? Did the New York Police Department know this individual was out there as part of a anti-Trump movement that they're also behind? If that's not the case, the case is for certain blatant dereliction of duty by the NYPD to not arrest this rabid, dangerous maniac. And you know what I also said? I said, you know what, officer? He spat on me. What if I just decided to rear back and knock him out and clock him right there? And you know what they said? You'd be arrested. So this crazed lunatic is allowed to spit on me and not get arrested. And if I take justice into my own hands and rub his face into the pavement, I get arrested. So what does that tell you? See, here you go right here. I could have walked right up to that guy and knocked him out. I could have knocked this guy clean out. It wouldn't even have been hard. I didn't do it. I said, police, police. And you know what they did? Nothing. Zip, zero, nada. Again, I'm not being anti-NYPD. I'm just reporting the facts. So did the New York Police Department or members inside the New York Police Department, were they given orders to protect that individual because he's part of some big George Soros movement or something else? Was he funded by Soros? Or were the police officers blatantly derelicting their duty to protect the public from a maniac like that who was more likely high on a bunch of different drugs, and that's why his mouth started foaming at the mouth? So there's another topic of discussion. When we come back, we go back to the phone lines. We've got Bruce, we've got Robert, we've got Steve, we've got Natasha. We take your phone calls on the other side. I'm Owen Schroyer. This is The War Room.
For the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm just going to finish on my comments on this. If you want to call about the crazy guy, you can talk about it. We're going to take your phone calls here. But it's funny, I just realized something because here I am citing the fact that this crazed individual spat on us and threw a fist at me twice and didn't get arrested. But then I realized something. If you were in any other situation and somebody like that comes up to you and starts pointing you and getting in your face saying, F you, 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 they would be apprehended. I mean, what is going on with this dereliction of duty by the NYPD? Or were they ordered, or should I say, were certain members of the NYPD already knew who that guy was and told to stand down? Is that why they lied to me? Is that why they refused to arrest him on four different occasions? In fact, I got lied to twice. I had one officer, again, we pointed him out. He was right there. We showed him the evidence, and they all refused to arrest him. One officer goes, I can't do anything. I'm helping someone else right now. And I turn around, he just runs away. What is that? Those officers ought to be arrested. I'm sorry. I mean, you're not doing your job. You ought to be fired. And I'll tell you what. The only way, again, I mean, it's just nuts, folks. Look, we're able to have all this coverage because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've got all kinds of new products right now. If you like it when I go on the road, you know, I see a lot of people, they send me tweets and they send me messages like, oh, Owen, you need to be on the road more. Oh, Alex, send Owen out more. Well, you know, it's not cheap. It's not cheap to send me on the road, and we have to get hotels. We have to get travel, you know, and everything taken care of. It's not a cheap deal. We have to get the crew to go out too. And now we've reached a point where we can't go out without security now. So now we also have to pay for security detail. So that's not cheap stuff. And if that's what you want, if you're one of those people that says, please, Owen, go out more on the road, well, I hear you, but it's only possible by you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So look at some of the specials. 40% off the InfoWars Life Combo Core Pack. That's the Survival Shield X2 and the Secret 12 Vitamin B12. Great combination right there. I have both of those products in my pantry at all times. In fact, I've got a stock of Survival Shield X2. But we've got new products like the Immune Wall by InfoWars Life that comes out with a 25% off discount with all the allergies going around and everything. The Immune Wall is a great way to avoid getting sick. And there's just all kinds of specials. You've got the InfoWars T-shirt of the Month Club. Every month we'll be releasing exclusive new T-shirts. You sign up for it, you get a 20% savings on the T-shirts from the retail price. So all kinds of different ways for you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Go get the Emmerich's Essential Oils. Go get a thing of frankincense, a thing of eucalyptus. These are two things that I never will be without again. Every time I go to the gym, I use the eucalyptus. It helps me breathe easier. And every time, I'm not going to lie, every time I wake up in the morning now, I rub frankincense all over myself because it's just glorious. And so that's how I roll. So InfoWarsStore.com, support us, and we will continue to expand to the next level. All right, back to the phone lines we go. Let's go to Robert calling in from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Owen, I wanted to say Trump really is a true genius, my friend. I mean, he is such a patient guy, and he really knows how to go against these Democrats, with being as calm and patient as he is.
Yeah, and he just keeps winning, just like he said.
And another thing I wanted to say, too, as well, even though it's a little off the topic of one I wanted to talk about, but I want to say that guy you were against, he was nuts. I mean, I can't believe that guy spat on you. I mean, I'll be honest, if there was no cops around, I would have punched that guy in the face. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there was NYPD.
Well, think about this, too. Think about this, Robert. Not only do the cops say they would have arrested me if I would have done that, and then they refused to arrest this guy, even after they were shown the evidence. Yeah, no. Keep that image up. Look at all the people that witnessed him doing that. Look at all the people that saw him do that. And that was just the third time. He spit on us three different times. If you watch the video, watch all the marchers march by and witness what this guy is doing, and they don't say anything. Because if you want to be a raving lunatic and be hateful and violent, as long as you're on their side, it's okay. And that proves it. All of those people are that guy right there. Everyone that marched in that march and didn't stand up against that goon, you are him. That is your face right there. That is the face of the women's march. Look at that right there. No. Rewind it. Watch this woman. Rewind this video. Watch this woman witness the whole thing. She doesn't care. None of them cared. So there you go. There's your face, Women's March. The most violent, deranged man ever is now the face of the Women's March. And that's what we did. And that's what we do. So look at all these people. They saw the whole thing. Look at them all. They didn't stop him. They didn't tell him to stop. They let him do it. They let him assault us. You know why? Because that's who all of you are. You're all spitters. You're all spitters, all you marchers. You're nothing but, in fact, you're not even spitters. You're spit. Not even my spit. That guy's spit. My spit's glorious. His is trash. All right, go ahead.
Am I still on here?
Yeah, anything else, Robert? Sorry.
Well, I might as well discuss some products since I've never discussed products with you. I mean, I use you guys' products every day. I use True Way and Caveman. Those are the main two products I use, and especially since I'm a 6'7" guy, I mean, it really helps fill out my long limbs like hell, especially since I lift weights at the gym, I tell you.
Oh, I have a feeling that the face of the Women's March probably wouldn't have spat on you.
Oh, no, if I was there next to you, and I tell you, that guy probably wouldn't have messed around with us, let me tell you.
It's unbelievable, Robert. Hey, well, thank you so much for your support, and God bless you.
Thanks.
All right, there goes Robert. Let's go now to Steve. I'm not sure where Steve's calling in from. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm in Ocean View, Delaware. I want to bring up a point
about that police officer that wouldn't arrest that person because...
Let me be clear. That's officers.
Oh, officers. My apologies. If you walked up to one of those officers and spat on them, what do you think would happen? Huh. All of a sudden, it would be serious.
Great point.
It would be extremely serious.
Yep. And it should be.
Of course. And the reason I wanted to call in is I work in restaurants and do catering, and hearing about all this soy and stuff like that, I started going through some products, and it was absolutely amazing how much stuff soy is the main ingredient in.
And here's the reason why, just to clarify, it's because soy is one of the most heavily grown products via GMO, so they can really hit the soy out there really hard thanks to the GMO. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I live in the area I live in, Sussex County in Delaware. This is one of the soy capitals of the world. But blended butter, ranch dressing, honey mustard, tan coating, bacon bits, it's all soy. And what I'm afraid of is if you start to, and I know a little bit about soy and how all the many uses for it on a project I did when I was a child for Black History Month. But what I'm afraid of is you're not going to be able to say how bad soy is at one point because the man that came up with all of these uses for soy was Black.
It's an interesting angle. But, you know, to me, when you talk about it, it's just another example of how they poison the food, they poison the water, and our environment's toxic. Unless you're consciously trying to avoid the toxic environment, you're going to fall into it.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of problems around here with a lot of the farming runoff. It's a little more urban now throughout the past 10 years, but there were a lot of farms. There's pesticides in the water, the chicken plants. You know, this is...
Oh, no. Oh, look out. Oh, no, Steve. Well, next thing you're going to say is it's turning the frogs gay, even though the research studies actually show it, and the chemical's called atrazine. I'm just going to call you a crazy person and say the frogs aren't gay because I'm of an intellectual.
Close out the show with your calls, but I just wanted to reference this story real quick. I'm not going to get too much into it because I do want to do a little more research here. But from the Daily Caller, in jaw-dropping text, Peter Stroke expressed concern about joining Mueller team. Now, of course, you've had Peter Stroke's emails exposed before, talking about the insurance plan. Then you had the emails erased and deleted in an obstruction of justice attempt. But now somehow this new email, new text leaks. So I'm going to have to look into this, figure out exactly what's going on here. And perhaps we'll have a better report on it tomorrow. But here's what I do know. Peter Stroke, the James Comey FBI, the Obama Department of Justice is all going down. So just get ready for that. Let's go to Bruce in Iowa. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Yes, I want to talk about DACA a little bit. I feel like we're boxed in on this issue, and they use it as a tool. Democrats use it to attack Trump. And I was wondering what options are there. Is there an option for them to stay and not have the vote? And of course, California now is going to allow anybody to vote. Can Trump do an executive order preventing that? Or could you just say, if you want to return to your home country, we'll pay you a certain, the benefits you get here for so many years? I'm trying to figure out a way.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I understand. I think I understand where you're coming from here. And as far as what Trump could do, I mean, yes, he could sign any executive order to either basically repeal DACA or to just say, if you're not a citizen and you don't have a visa or you haven't got anything that makes you here legally, then you're gone. So he obviously has options, but he doesn't want to do that. And I'll be honest with you, my opinion on this is See, this is what I'm saying. Why is it always, why do, when we have these things in politics that we always have to politicize it? Why can't we just have common sense? Like, to me, this is a common sense thing. Okay, so you've got all these DACA recipients that, I mean, I would imagine, it, I mean, at least we're told that they really did not come here under their own accord or under their own power. It was their parents that broke the law. So to me, that's simple. Okay, you're a DACA recipient. Obviously, that means your parents probably came in here illegally. Turn your parents over. They're getting deported. Sorry, they broke the law. They got to go. Now, you cooperate. Maybe we can make a deal with you. We look at your merit. We look at what you've been doing here. Can you speak English? You got a job? Do you want to be an American? Okay, you know what? Maybe we can get you a citizenship. Maybe we can create a path to citizenship for these people. To me, that's the easiest answer. I don't understand why that's so hard for people to think of. I don't understand why this is a politicized issue. It's really that simple. I mean, am I crazy, Bruce?
No, but I think what that worries us, it's not about racism, I don't believe. I think we're concerned about, and this is our U.S. citizens too, I'm hearing more things that are against the beliefs of the United States. I know we're inclusive of a lot of ideas, but there are people, I feel like, are coming into the country, and people that are here, they just as soon tear up the country. And that, I don't know how you filter that out, and that's a concern.
Well, I understand your concern, I agree, but I'm pretty sure that, I mean, part of becoming a citizen is you have to be willing to adapt to our society. I mean, that's part of what it takes to become a citizen. You have to prove that not only you know about our history, but that you also have a willingness to adapt to our culture. Now, how do you actually, you know, take that to practice is obviously difficult, but it's pretty obvious to me. The minute you start breaking the law, the minute you start acting illegally or whatever, and then bye, goodbye. It's really, I mean, it's that simple to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I used, you know, when I grew up, I really took to heart what Martin Luther King talked about. But today I'm hearing so many things like a hatred towards the American culture overall. It's not about working together or it's, I'm actually hearing things that sound like, you know, Marxism or revolutionary from.
Well, that's what they are.
Yeah. And that's what scares us, to be honest with you. I mean, it's, you know, that's what it's about. I don't care what color you are or where you're from. I want to hear people saying we're on the same page. We're on the same team. And we're going to.
See, but Bruce, you're 100% accurate. It's not, this is not a feeling you have. You're literally right on the money. And I understand that it's so extreme. You like can't even accept it. But yes, these people hate America. They hate it. They don't give a damn about this country. Okay. All they care about is, you know what? It's not even, you know what? They don't care about anything. That's really what it is. They don't care about anything. They are mindless vassals. They are soul sucked, delusional, brainwashed minions that live in such misery that they want to drag everyone else down with them. That's honestly what it is, and that means America too. Bruce, I'm sorry, I got a long call this year. I got to get off. Let's go to David in Ohio. Go ahead, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Owen. In keeping with what Bruce just said, you know, it's all Solowinski playbook. These guys are Marxist, and that's what they're all about. And taking the system down. But in regards to the incident where you three reporters in New York City were spat upon, first of all, I think assault and battery, I think the act of battery is actually where they physically do something to you or assault is verbal. I may be wrong on that. But
no, actually, the courts ruled that spitting on someone can be classified as assault because of the, you know, chemicals that can be in your saliva could make you sick.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, okay, so you guys have a tremendous following. I've been following you now for over since before the election and even before then, but more regularly shortly before the election. And what I'm saying is you guys got a tremendous following, and we have a lawless society. Our politicians are lawless. Our leaders are completely lawless, okay? If you have a lawless society, you don't have a society. So what I'm saying is, with your following, just like Alex did the, somebody yelled out, Bill Clinton's a rapist, you know, had that contest. Turn this into a contest. There's no privacy on the internet. There's no privacy anymore. We prove it every day with the NSA, okay? I read this in 81 in the Rise of the Computer State, and it's all come true when they said they weren't good. Carter let out the bag that there was an NSA, okay? Oh, that, well, we only got to do foreign phone conversations, which is completely false. It's been proven that now they're doing it completely. Snowden and all that prove that. But what I'm saying is, have a contest. We need to ID this guy, okay? And let's find out who he is, and let's prosecute him. Bunch of patriots out there who would help with that, I am sure. Let's make a contest of this. Let's make an example of that individual who thinks he's beyond the law.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm shocked that that individual has not been ID'd yet. I mean, look, the video's been on Drudge for 24 hours. It's clearly being censored by YouTube because it still doesn't even have 100,000 views. That's total BS. That's impossible to be on Drudge for 24 hours and not get at least 500,000. It's literally absurd. But I'm shocked that the people on 4chan, Twitter, of all the people that have seen that, that he hasn't been ID'd yet. It's almost kind of sketchy even that he hasn't been ID'd yet. But as far as a contest is concerned, I don't really have much to offer. I could give you a hug or a handshake or have a drink with you. But as far as launching a contest, that's not really my parameters. But yes, this individual needs to be ID'd. And look, I'll be honest with you. If he gets ID'd, I'll press charges again to the NYPD. Okay, we've got the evidence, and we'll see if they still refuse to do anything about this individual. Thank you for the call, David. Let's go to John in Indiana. Go ahead, John.
How you doing, Owen?
Doing just fine.
Yeah, I love listening to you. Hey, I haven't heard too many speculations or anything. Back when the question started coming out about the FISA warrant being the main reason for the with the dossier.
Yes.
And then you had the judge from the Flynn case recuse himself real quickly. Like, you think, well, what the odds of him being the one that signed the warrant?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. I don't know about the judge involvement in that or if he would have even had anything to do with that warrant. So I really can't answer that question.
Okay, I was just wondering.
All right, well, thank you for the call. I do think the Nunes memo will provide a lot of more light on this. All right, let's go to Dan. Final caller of the day, 30 seconds. Go ahead, Dan.
What's going on, Owen?
Go ahead, 20 seconds now.
Yeah, so I'm at a school here, and I brought the FISA memo in class, and all the brainwashed liberals here had no clue what I was talking about. Yeah.
Hold on, say that again. It was so glorious. Just say it again.
Yeah, so I had school, and I brought up the FISA memo in class for current events, and all the brainwashed liberals in the class had no clue what I was talking about.
Are you at a university?
I am, yeah.
What university?
St. Joe's University in Philly.
Great school. The Hawk's still waving his wings. Hey, thank you for the call, Dan. We sign off of the War Room. You stay classy, Info Warriors. Somebody!